The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, how safe is your neighborhood? But before we get started, I always like to touch base with you and see how you're doing. I hope you are just crushing it out there. I mean, there are some great opportunities. I am hearing more and more about some properties that are available, quite a number of them in the foreclosure market. There are also certain communities that are not experiencing a boom like we're seeing across the country in the seller side of things. So keep your eyes out. We're trying to bring as many shows as we can to you to help you to find those sort of hidden diamonds in the rough here. Well, let's jump into our tip of the week here. Know the rules and regulations. There are plenty of regulations that investors uncover after being in the business for a while. For example, you may be considering turning a basement into a second rental unit. Little do you know, that's illegal in the state that you're trying to do this in. Or, you know, you want to pay attention to any kind of zoning laws or any local regulations and rules, as they tend to differ in each local market. For example, you want to think twice about converting the first floor of a building you buy into a co-working space, because local zoning laws may prohibit it. You never want to assume you can add another room or second story to a building. Always verify first. Even if you're able to obtain a permit, you want to understand the degree of work required to get a permit before you start the process. Well, let's move on to our topic. How safe is your neighborhood? Now, if you are an investor, it is really important that if you want your properties to have longevity, to be able to generate a healthy cash flow, you got to avoid high crime areas. You really do, because it impacts everything. The actual structure itself that may be damaged or may have graffiti sprayed on it, or there may be robberies that are going to happen in your property. Now, if you're a real estate investor, the crime stats for any area that you're either considering buying a property or you have existing properties in are really important, and you need to know what the crime stats are for your area. And so we wanted to bring you this this podcast to give you an opportunity to be able, from your desktop, to be able to find out what are some services, free services out there, to help you to find out what the crime statistics are for your area. So let's start with our first one here, Area Vibes. That's area, it's all one word, area in a capital V-I-B-E-S, okay? Area Vibes helps you find the best place to live or to invest in based on factors you deem important. So how does it work? You enter the state, the city, the neighborhood, or address into the Area Vibes search box, and the website instantly plots the location on a map and provides you with its livability score between 1 and 100. The site also maps and ranks nearby areas according to their scores and compares your area's livability score to state and national averages. Area Vibes also assigns locations a letter grade from F to A+ for each 7 livability factors, one of which is crime. Now, the Area Vibes custom search function sets it apart from similar tools, allowing you to sort locations by livability factors such as crime, amenities, education, and housing. If crime is most important to you, Area Vibes is a great way to quickly and easily compare the crime activity in several cities at once. It breaks down crimes by type, number of reported incidents, and crimes per 100,000 people. This site also provides statistics about the area's crime trends and shows how it compares to state and national crime statistics. So this is a pretty good one, and it's also free to use. It gives you a broader picture of a neighborhood, but also gives you the stats you need. Another one's called the Neighbors App. Okay, APP. The Neighbors app is by Ring. You're probably familiar with them, one of the doorbell cameras that they have, the Ring alarm and so forth. This app aims to be sort of an online neighborhood watch program. So what's really neat is they've taken the data that comes through their system and it shares it with people on a public basis. Now, you don't have to be a Ring customer to use the free app. It uses reports by people in your neighborhood and local law enforcement to alert you to suspicious activities and crime events in your area. You can also anonymously contribute your own tips. In addition to its neighborhood safety functions, you can submit or look for information on lost pets. Okay, we mentioned that one earlier. The unique feature for this app is more of a warning. Educate yourself on your privacy rights and Ring's history with police partnerships before deciding if Neighbors is for you. Ring definitely has its privacy pros and cons to weigh, but its reputation for quality products also precedes it. And this app is absolutely free, so you don't have to have the camera and the other stuff there to use it. So it is available online. Another great app is Neighborhood Scout. This is one that I've used for a number of years, and it's a great way to check out a neighborhood, specifically in the crime area. It provides statistics and other important local data to help you decide if a neighborhood is right for you to invest in. A Neighborhood Scout helps you compare neighborhoods based on overall crime rate, violent crime rate, and property crime rate. You can measure your neighborhood rates against those in other cities, as well as the state and national averages. Users can also outline a specific crime area, whether by the distance around a city or by miles from an address. So, you may not see anything in your neighborhood, but if you broaden out a little bit, you'll be able to see where the other crime areas maybe nearby might be. Plus, Neighborhood Scout can tell you what the chances are of becoming a crime victim in your neighborhood and compare that with odds throughout the entire city and state. Neighborhood Scout allows you to create a custom search for your new neighborhood. You simply identify a community that meets your qualifications, and it will find comparable neighborhoods in any state you choose. Now, while most of the information is free, it does charge for additional data and reports, and it might be worth your investment if you have different properties in different neighborhoods that you want to be checking out on a regular basis. So that's up to you. Another good one is Family Watchdog. Family Watchdog maps the addresses of registered sex offenders in your neighborhood. Type a location or address into the website search bar, and Family Watchdog generates a map pinpointing the address of nearby registered sex offenders. Color-coded icons corresponding to various sex crimes, including crimes against children, sexual battery, and rape. Click the icon and you'll see a picture of the offender, learn their aliases, and find out what sex crime they've been convicted of. If you're looking for a specific individual, you can search for them by name. Through the website, you can sign up for alerts whenever a registered sex offender moves in or out of your neighborhood. In addition to detailed information about offenders, this online tool offers personal safety tips, facts about sexual abuse, and a comprehensive blog and newsletter. Now, it is a free service, but you'll be sent off-site to a subscription service if you want detailed background reports from any offenders. Another one is City Protect. City Protect maps crime data from more than 1,000 participating law enforcement agencies. Now, it used to be called Crime Reports. It's now called City Protect. This is basically how it works. You search City Protect by region, address, zip code, or law enforcement agency to see a map with icons identifying recent police activity. You can narrow down the search area to a specific neighborhood to reveal icons that signify different types of crime. When you click on an icon, you get a range of details about the incident, including type, location, date, and time. Filters allow you to narrow your crime search by date range, day of the week, time of the day, and incident type. With City Protect, you can also sign up for periodic crime alerts, submit a tip, and register your home security camera. If you zoom out of your neighborhood, City Protect will show you crime incident trends, which are easy to read graphs showing the number of crimes that have occurred in an area over the last 15 days. So this is a good feature that it has. And City Protect is also free. Spot Crime. Now, this is one I use pretty regularly. Spot Crime maps crimes and delivers crime alerts via email, Facebook, Twitter, and several other platforms. I have these pop up on my email on a regular basis. It tells me what the crime stats are for certain properties that I'm monitoring, and it's great. It just comes right to your email, so you don't have to, once you set all of your parameters, it does the work from there. It gathers the data from law enforcement agencies, news reports, and user tips to visually represent crime stats. Crimes are represented by icons that make it easy to see what type of activity takes place in your neighborhood. When you click on an icon, you get the crime title, when and where it took place, and a link that directs you to the source where the data came from. The source is usually the law enforcement agency that handled the incident. You can also search Spot Crime by state and follow links to a city's crime map's most wanted page and daily crime reports. Spot Crime isn't as robust as some of the other sites on our list, but we appreciate how user-friendly and highly visual it is, giving the viewer a quick look at crime in their neighborhood. And that's what's nice about it. You get it on an email, you can just at a glance kind of see what the activity is. You don't have to read a lot of data. Plus, it allows users to report a crime or tip anonymously. And Spot Crime is totally free. So that is just a few great resources that you can operate from desktop. But if you're really seriously thinking about buying a property, I would really recommend, of course, going to that property, checking it out, drive the neighborhood, and look for things that may be indicators. If you're obviously seeing, graffiti tags all over the place, that's a big red flag. Also, look at the neighborhood. You can see sometimes, doesn't mean it's a high crime area, but it may be an area that could potentially have issues. If sometimes you're seeing, homes that are not kept well, cars parked on the lawns, things like that. One of the things that I've done in areas that I wasn't really sure, there was a C area, but I wasn't sure exactly what other issues might have been involved, I would go to local parks, and I would go there at different times of the night and on weekends and even late at night to see if there are any, activities going on there that look kind of risky. Also, to drive through the neighborhoods late at night, it's pretty telling. You can go by liquor stores, people hanging out on corners, those types of things that might be red flags in terms of the amount of crime that might be occurring in an area. Also, something that a lot of people don't realize they can do, but you find out who the local police precinct office is. You find out where it is, and you actually just go in there and you say, "Hey, I'm looking at this address. I'm trying to get a feel for what that neighborhood is like, and if there are, you know, what would you consider that area?" And they'll be pretty frank with you. So yeah, that's also another option for you. I hope these tools have been helpful for you. I hope that you can at least now, you know, have some way to be able to do some research on crime in your area. It's a good thing to monitor. I think it'll help you overall in any kind of properties you're investing in. And again, you know, we want to invest for the long term. And if we do, we want to have properties in neighborhoods we know that are actually improving and not going downhill too. So you want to track the crime stats statistically as well. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And there are going to be a lot of links. So these different sites that I've mentioned, you just have to click on the show note link and you'll go right there. Just look for the episode entitled, "How Safe Is Your Neighborhood?" Well, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.